Hello, and welcome to another episode of Waves of Change, a Great Lakes Now digital series highlighting the diverse faces, voices, and perspectives shaping the environmental justice movement all throughout the Great Lakes. I'm your host, Anna Seisling, and joining me today is Huda Elkaf, an environmentalist and ecologist and the founder and director of Wisconsin Green Muslims, a grassroots environmental justice group formed in 2005, connecting faith, environmental justice, sustainability, and healing through education and service.
Waves of Change is brought to you by the Fred A. and Barbara M. Erb Family Foundation, the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, Richard C. Devereaux Foundation for Energy and Environmental Programs at DPTV, Polk Family Fund, DTE Energy Foundation, and listeners like you. Thank you.
Huda, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I would love for you to share your land acknowledgement before we get started talking about all of the work that you do.
Yes. In Wisconsin, I acknowledge that we are on traditional Potawatomi, Ho-Chunk, and Menominee homeland, along with the southwest shores of Mitsigami, North America's largest system of freshwater lakes, where the Milwaukee, Menominee, and Kinnickinnic rivers meet, and the people of Wisconsin's Sovereign, Anishinaabe, Ho-Chunk, Menominee, Oneida, and Mohican nations remain present. I acknowledge this not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with this land and water for generations, but also in recognition to the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism and occupation. I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for us all as we work towards dismantling occupation and colonial practices.
Thank you. So I'd like to start in our conversation with a question that I ask almost everyone who comes and is a guest on this show. And that is, what does in this moment environmental justice mean to you?
So I start, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, the most gracious, most merciful. I greet you with the Islamic greeting, Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. The environmental justice movement has defined the environment as the places where we live, learn, work, play, and pray. We speak for ourselves and nothing about us without us. Became and is the motto of the movement in challenging all forms of structural and systemic racism. And Muslim Americans are a minority faith group that experiences Islamophobia, discrimination, and structural racism. As such, our voices must also be heard. And the basic principles of environmental justice that guide our work is to ensure public involvement of economically disadvantaged and marginalized groups in decision-making, to prevent disproportionately high and adverse impacts of decisions on economically disadvantaged and marginalized groups, and to assure economically disadvantaged and minority groups receive proportionate share of benefits. This is how the collective wisdom of a vibrant economy, healthy environment, and equitable society come together. And also for us is healing justice is something that we really like to explore. So healing justice is works on honoring the ancestral and indigenous wisdom in an effort to respond to generational trauma, facilitate collective healing, and transform systemic oppression. It proposes that healing and joy are essential elements of liberation.
In talking with you, both in this moment and previously, it's clear to me that you have been thinking and moving in this work for a long time. I wonder what first got you motivated to become involved in environmental justice and to create Wisconsin Green Muslims?
Yeah, the story goes way back to when I was a child, really, is like I was in awe of the environment. I used to love jigsaw puzzles and putting parts together, but looking around and looking at all the interdependence that are happening around me and the beautiful things that are around me. And I was always asking these questions like, what is this? What's the connection of the water, of the sea, of the sky, of the birds, of the ants of the, flowers, like how are they all connected and what is weaving this connection together? What's keeping this all together in this beautiful and amazing way? And so I pursued my education around both majors in biology and chemistry, but I was yearning for more connections because both those departments did not really talk with each other. Then I found ecology, and ecology that really is the science of interconnectedness and interdependence. And so I really looked into that and studied it. And then I went into systems ecology and looking at the large picture, big picture, which really explains the different parts, the relationships between them and the patterns of action and the feedback loops and just explains lots of things, the function of this system. And definitely as a Muslim, and I wanted to include faith into it. It's faith is definitely a key. So looking at the bridging, faith and ecology became something that I felt strongly about. And that's where I formed the Wisconsin Green Muslims to do such that, to bridge faith and ecology and to really make us whole, at least for myself.
When you talk about bridging faith and ecology, was anyone else doing this? I wonder if you can speak to your lineage and coming into this work and approaching the work in this way, if you have had any formative teachers or mentors along the way.
My teacher is water. I learned a lot from water. It's spiritual. It is life-giving. It's a sacred gift and trust. It's scientific. it's logical. It's pure and purifying. It's soothing, healing. It's a community where all droplets stick together. It's flowing beautifully in kindness and force. Its persistence and perseverance breaks rocks and charts new horizons. In all its forms, it is an awe to observe and appreciate. So I love water, and I felt that it's really encompassing a lot. So I learned a lot from it, and water is life. And my mother is my teacher. She is an educator and teacher by profession, and I learned a lot from my mother. Both water and mother in the Arabic language have similar words. So water is ma, mia, mother is ma, mama, umma. So they both have similar words and pronunciation.
I wonder what kinds of climate issues you all are working on within the container of Wisconsin Green Muslims.
Yeah, we do work on many issues. But in an interconnected way, in intersectional way as well. One of the initiatives that we're working on right now is we are coordinating the Wisconsin Faith Communities for Equitable Solar Initiative. And so we're really looking at the solar, not just as technology, but it's the light giving and how we need to like really appreciate it and welcome it in our lives and congregations and homes. So we do education around solar assessment and consultations, and we connect with 19 different faith traditions and spiritualities around that. And then we connect it with another initiative, which is Faithful Rainwater Harvesting, or abbreviation, it comes from the name, it's Farah, which means joy. So back again to the healing part. And then water and this initiative, both are interfaith initiatives. And both really celebrate the sacredness of water and light. We also all work on other things like transit equity. We work on energy burden, to really address the rate hikes and rate increases from the utilities.
I wonder if you can talk about like how and why it feels so vital to incorporate faith and ecology into your approach and into the way that you work, into the action that you take, and the way that you think about things.
Yeah, a key concept in Islam is the balance. And as an ecologist, we talk also, we study, we explore, we investigate what is ecological balance. And so finding the spiritual balance and the ecological balance are there. And the key concept is that there's abundance out there in us and around us. And if we only fulfill our needs, not the wants, there will be plenty for everything, and everything will be disconnected and in balance. So that's like a really, I see the similarities there, and it makes sense to me. I also explored a lot about the issue of justice and our teachings in Islam. I mean, there is many verses that talk about justice, for example. I mean, there are clear teachings and signs about the important, beautiful, and intricate balance of creation. God repeatedly tells us to maintain that balance and not to upset the order in creation.
And I wanted to ask you, this is interesting to me, and I think something that we might have talked about in our conversations leading up to this one being recorded, and that's the Fifth National Climate Assessment. So that was released pretty recently, and it took into account for the first time, as far as I know, culture, spirituality, and faith when assessing climate. I wonder if you could speak to your thoughts on the National Climate Assessment, kind of incorporating those things.
Yeah, I attended a webinar where the experts were sharing about this Fifth National Climate Assessment. And then one of the audience asked them, what is new in this version, the fifth version? And the answer was they incorporated spirituality and cultural wisdom. So it's like, whoa, this is not new to us. This addition is not new to our group, because that's what we've been doing since 2005. So we are in our 19th year now in 2024. So connecting faith, spirituality, and cultural traditions, ancestral historical wisdom. This all like really groundwork for us as we educate the community about the Islamic environmental justice teachings and catalyze the community-led solutions, weathering the storms together to address climate-related disasters towards resilience and restoration.
Okay, so you mentioned before like a lot of different initiatives and things that you all are kind of, you know, thinking about and have worked on. I wonder though if there are a couple of things that you are working on currently in terms of initiatives or things that you kind of have in the horizon that you're working toward when it comes to some of the different environmental efforts that you all are undertaking in Wisconsin.
Yeah, something that's like has been continuing on and always like we look for renewal in it is our open circle model of different themes. So we designate a theme for each month, and we focus on it with participants from different Islamic centers, formal and informal Islamic schools and institutions, quantify the results and celebrate the outcomes, then move to a new theme in the next month. This diverse approach enables us to connect with a variety of constituents who join our open circle at the point of entry that matches their interests, whether it's water equity with lead issues or PFAS contamination that affect vulnerable population, community vegetable gardens, with families participating, and intergenerational exchange of knowledge that takes place, solar energy and energy efficiency with engineers and facilities managers that come into the fold, or friendly recycling competition with robust youth participation, or transit equity issues with seniors, students, people with disabilities, concerned about transportation, access, and affordability. We also have a program going to launch it next in 2024, is earn and learn STOLA training, particularly for women of color and marginalized communities. And so we put the curriculum together, and we are offering the STOLA training and mentorship and a stipend to go through this training in a cohort. There's options of online, self-paced, as well as in-person. And it leads to a national certification. And for this initiative, it's like really personal, because I have a story about that. So in 2016, I attended such training, but I self-funded it. I did not get any scholarship or anything. And then when I entered the room, it was a big room full of people from different backgrounds, different professional backgrounds, different ages, different locations in the Midwest. But I was the only woman in the room, not to mention the only person of color. I said, this room needs to change. And it took us all these years to really build a program, to fundraise it in order to offer it. But hopefully we are there and we can do it.
This next question is not one that I have written down here, but I'm wondering, in thinking about visuals, is there anything in the last year as far as event or any kind of like gathering that took place that you are most proud of or feel like was a success?
We have a campaign, a Green Ramadan campaign. That's the holy month for Muslims. So like whatever we've been doing throughout the year during this month, which is starts on March 10 in 2024. So the whole month is before we had every month has a different theme. Now it's every day is an action item. And so we do lots of activities during that month, and we celebrate it at the end. And we started in Wisconsin, and now it's went nationally into like maybe 20 other states are doing the same campaign, and we're connecting with them.
As we near the end of our conversation, there has been so much despair and heaviness and violence happening all over the world. And also, I think that even if we just kind of zoom in on our little microcosm, our immediate community, there can still be so much hardship to endure and to witness. I think especially doing climate and environmental work. I wonder what you do to avoid burnout, to remain hopeful. What brings you joy when you need to be reminded of it?
I mean, family definitely is key. Water is a friend and is a healing force. Making sure for me to remain connected with those teachers that I mentioned. For me, of course, like taking time out and rest and sleep. But also nature photography is something that I take time and precious time to explore and capture. I have been lately. I've been looking into. Well, we did not have much snow, but I've been trying to take photos of snowflakes, and each one is different, and it's like amazing.
I'm reminded of your teacher in water, and how. That just like the level of such intricate transformation that takes place when the water becomes frozen and turns into snow. Huda, as we finish our conversation, I wonder if there are any other folks, any other organizations or groups or individuals who are doing important environmental work in Wisconsin that you want to give a shout out, you want to mention in case folks want to learn more about Wisconsin Green Muslims and also the work of other organizations in the area.
Yes, sir. Our as I mentioned, our other initiative, and you can find it, the Faith and Solar. That's our another initiative, and it's really brings people of faith together, and I really see it as a way to overcome Islamophobia. So we counter darkness with light and love and power. So in Milwaukee, there is the Milwaukee Energy Burden Coalition. We did really stand strong, counting those rate hikes and bringing our voices in with talking with the Public Service Commission. And so that's been really, really great effort. We are going to be relaunching in March in 2024, Milwaukee Environmental Justice Alliance, which really brings people and communities and organizations in Milwaukee together in a unifying voice with respecting differences to work together in alignment in a collective way towards making Milwaukee more environmentally just. Yeah, and then in the Midwest, there is the Midwest Environmental Justice Network, which we are a member of, and that has doing really nice work in bringing people together and increasing our capacity.
Hoda Alkov, environmental educator, ecologist, and founder and director of Wisconsin Green Muslims, I'm so grateful to you for joining me here on Waves of Change. Thank you so much for your time, Hoda.
Thank you. Be well. Peace. Salam.
Waves of Change is a production of Great Lakes Now and Detroit Public Television. This digital series is produced and edited by me, Anna Seisling, with additional support from Jordan Wingrove. Great Lakes Now's executive producer is Rob Green, and Detroit Public Television's vice president of content is Ed Moore.
Waves of Change is brought to you by the Fred A. and Barbara M. Erb Family Foundation, the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, Richard C. Devereaux Foundation for Energy and Environmental Programs at DPTV, Polk Family Fund, DTE Energy Foundation, and listeners like you. Thank you.